To Berlin now, where on Monday evening a truck plowed into a Christmas market outside of the Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church, killing at least 12 people, injuring dozens of others. The holiday spirit immediately dampened in a city full of questions about the future.
You know, this wouldn't have happened, 10 years ago. And it could have happened, since about a year ago in Germany. So it's I don't know if this is the start of something. And Berlin is a very welcoming and a very liberal city, and it's a pity.
One voice there among people on the scene last night in Berlin, where a suspect, possibly the driver of the vehicle, was arrested while a passenger was found dead inside the truck. Thalia Beatty is a freelance print and radio journalist in Berlin, also a Fulbright journalism fellow and a former Takeaway producer.
Well, last night, a large, 18-wheeler truck drove into a Christmas market that was located in basically the historic center of West Berlin, in front of this Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church. And 12 people were sort of killed immediately, and then 50 others about were injured, and some of them quite seriously. And so, of course, this is just a very disturbing attack on what is an important Christmas tradition here in Germany.
And people that you spoke with were on the scene very quickly, it sounds like.
Yeah, one man I spoke with is a Berliner, with a classic accent. He had been at the market earlier that evening and had then come back through to find this destruction, part of the side of the market just torn to shreds.
And lying under the truck, there were at least four badly injured people just lying there. I tried a few things to help them, but you couldn't help them. They were really jammed in there.
What's known about the individuals who were apprehended, and I guess one passenger was dead at the scene?
Yes, the situation is that the police have arrested a single man. They've just recently announced that he's a Pakistani man, 23 years old, who actually has applied for asylum in Germany. He was arrested about, a mile away, running basically into Tiergarten Park, which is this large park here. And the passenger in the seat next to him had been killed by a pistol, and we believe, or he's a Polish man, and likely, though we don't know, the actual driver of this truck that has Polish license plates.
What were people saying about theories about why this is happening now, whether this is a result of circumstances in the news right now? What are the theories?
When I spoke with people last night, it was about 10 or 11 p.m. here, 2 hours after the attack, and there was no information about exactly what had happened. But the worst fear for everyone is that this is related to the arrival of people from, Iraq and Syria and Afghanistan, this wave of migrants that have come to Europe. And so a longtime Berlin resident, a Swedish gentleman named Theodore, he didn't have any question about what had happened.
No, we don't know. Of course we don't. But, to say that this was an accident, I would say it's impossible.
Well, that's the view of a longtime Berliner. But what was the range of perspectives as to why this had happened and what's going on?
Well, also there on the scene were three Syrian men who own a restaurant nearby. And they were certain that this could not have been a refugee.
There is a 0% chance that a refugee did this. 0%. They did not do it. We are not refugees, but we have seen how they live, and it's impossible.
Would you say there's tension in Berlin right now, even given the holiday spirit and the fact that life goes on?
Of course. I mean, this is the central political issue in Germany right now. And you can see from reactions of different politicians and from different newspapers that some people are saying we have to continue forward and celebrating because to live in fear is to lose. Whereas others, a particular politician from the far right party, the AfD, tweeted that, when will the hypocrisy end? These people who died are, Angela Merkel's dead. So there's a huge spectrum of, frustration that this is the situation that Germany finds itself in right now.
Is Merkel reassuring people on the ground?
She is saying that she feels, you know, deep sadness, and that specifically it would be sickening, I think was the word that she used, if the person who perpetrated this turned out to be someone who had applied for protection in Germany. And sadly, you know, for the information we have right now, that seems to be what has happened.
And that sadness you found right down there by that Kaiser Wilhelm Church, which remains a memorial to the vast history of Berlin in the 20th century.
That's right. Just on the other side of the market, I saw a group of women by one of the police lines, and I approached them, and they were actually members of a choir that sings in the church, and their rehearsal had been interrupted by the attack. Police came in and asked them to leave. And so I asked them a little bit to tell me about, like, what was so important about this place specifically for Berliners.
This is a memorial against the war. It is for freedom and peace, and now it's...
Yeah. And many tourists come here.
Any special security curfews in place at this point, or just the investigation continues, Thalia?
The investigation continues. That particular Christmas market remains closed out of respect for what happened, but the mayor and other politicians have urged other Christmas markets to stay open.
Thalia Beatty is a freelance print and radio journalist in Berlin, also a former Takeaway producer. Thalia, thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.